Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Every Monday through Friday here in Jupiter, Florida, we have Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and stltoday.com. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. 14 brands, 10 locations. See more at fuse.com. Derek, before I get into the baseball, congratulations on your latest award for beat writing. You, Dave Matter, Ben Fredrickson, all have been acknowledged, and congratulations for your hard work. It's being acknowledged by many in the industry, so it's well-deserved.
Well, thanks, Dan. Yeah, it's cool to be included with a couple colleagues. Ben Fredrickson listed among the top 10 columnists in our classification. And it's really cool for me to be alongside Dave Matter, you know, covers Mizzou for us, is the reigning Missouri Sports Writer of the Year, so that's cool. So I fully expect him, when the rankings come out, to be number one in that beat writer thing, and I'll tag along at 10.
Well,
I'm good with that. That'd be great.
That's fine. But this is about recognition of hard work, and I know you put in a ton of work in covering the Cardinals.
Yeah, thanks.
And fans do appreciate it. So we heard from Mike Schilt yesterday that at least in the game on Saturday, we know four pitchers that will pitch in that game: Jack Flaherty, KK Kim, Dakota Hudson, Brett Cecil. And let's kind of go through each guy. We'll start with the starter, and that's Jack Flaherty. What kind of camp has he had so far? And secondly, your expectations and what you're hearing about Jack going forward.
Remarkably, you know, normal camp, just not much coming from Jack Flaherty, except for some criticism of the commissioner, some, you know, sharp words about the Astros, and a whole lot of the usual work that you expect from the young man. I've been, you know, really watching how he spends time with some of the young pitchers, how the young pitchers connect to him. I mean, they're really only like 2-3 years younger than him, and yet, you know, some of them talk about like it just feels like he has a galaxy more experience. But he's helped them a lot, or talked to them a lot, about the preparation that he does between starts and how important that is, and the purpose that he has in bullpens and how important that is. And, you know, the things that he picked up from the Carpenters of the world and the Wainwrights of the world, and just that he picked up because he is driven to be elite. And chatter around the game, chatter around the ballpark, all that stuff, is that that's where he's headed this year. You know, he had a remarkable second half last year. There's no expectation that he'll duplicate that, but that, you know, that this is the year that he's in the Cy Young competition, that this year he's in the conversation as one of the top pitchers in the game, and that this year is, you know, the one that starts with him as the opening day starter and ends with him being one of the best pitchers and a true ace in the National League.
It really is remarkable, and I see the same things. I mean, his focus and drive, and he talks about Kobe Bryant, going back and looking at his documentary and, you know, old interviews with Kobe, and the focus that you have to have between each game but also each practice. And if you watch him, There may not be a more focused guy than Jack Flaherty. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's a precision monster. That's what it really comes across to me, is he knows when he wants to, when he has to do something, when he needs to have it done by, how he needs to have it done, all with the intent of, you know, competing at his peak in those days he starts. You know, he has it all timed down. Even in listening to him somewhat, you know, the other day he was getting ready to do some side work, just some side work, but he wanted to know what time that he needed to be there so that he could kind of retroactively figure out the schedule that he needed to be right then and right there, focused at that moment, and not have to rush to get everything done or not have to rearrange everything. He reverse engineered it from that moment that they wanted him on the mound for a side session and did everything leading up to it.
You can see the game this weekend on Fox Sports Midwest. We'll come your way at noon. My partner will be Jim Edmonds. Dakota Hudson.
I know that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He was really good, actually.
Another season of Dan McLaughlin called baseball games starts soon. That'll be good.
Well, it's on the ear of the beholder, not the eye. That's the way I look at it. So we'll see. But
I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate that. I know you go back and watch some of these games. So I do. You know,
this
you're in the press box, and then you go back and watch and hear what we have to say.
I do sometimes. Yes,
sometimes. maybe
there are
giving
other times I'm exhausted.
A little too much credit. I get it. Okay.
Just no, I do it. I
work
it.
With me here, will you?
I'm giving you the honest answer.
All right.
I go back and watch the replays, and oftentimes I record them. But sometimes, you know, I go home and I sleep.
Yeah.
I do that.
I get it. Dakota Hudson will be part of this game on Saturday as well, and he's really working with individuals to try to cut down on the walks. So it's something that's very important to him.
Yeah, yeah. He's worked through this winter, you know, kind of isolated some movements in his delivery that he could. I don't know what the word would be, Dan. You know, we throw around simplify, but I think it's more like refine, right? Like sharpen off some of the hitches.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's more refined. I mean, you don't become a 17-game winner or whatever he was last year and say, well, I got to redo my mechanics. You refine them. You just, you're trying to get a little bit better.
And he was pretty simple to begin, or, you know, I'm like smooth and simple to begin with. So I think there were just some things that were like, hey, this is a hitch here, and you can get rid of it. You don't need it. It's not part of your delivery. And then that can bring some more consistency to your delivery. And there you go. So it wasn't that it was like, all right, here's a guy who has some complex timing mechanism with his delivery. It just was like, here's this little, you know, barnacle that you just have to pop off, and because you don't need it. It's excess. And so I think there was some refinement going on. Balance was a big part of that too. Because if you can maintain that, like just kind of a, not just like balance on a beam, but balance throughout the delivery. And the thought was that will allow him to, you know, have better command, not have to force movement on the sinker. That's always going to be something
sure
with him, especially early in spring and early in the season. Just the arm tires out, the sinker gets better, that kind of stuff. But there was a real sense that, you know, he worked through the mechanical elements of how to have better accuracy.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill at one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station. The other guy, well, there's two that I'm really intrigued to watch. One is on the comeback trail, hopefully for him and the Cardinals and their fan base, Brett Cecil. The other is KK Kim. Let's start with Brett Cecil. He's in great shape. I talked to him the other day. He says it's probably the most healthy he has been since his first year in St. Louis. So he's got 1 year left on the deal. This is obviously a big appearance and really a big spring for Brett Cecil.
Huge spring. He either goes to the majors or he goes elsewhere. You know, this is the year where they'll make a decision if he can't. I mean, let me rephrase that. He could start on a rehab assignment. So, you know, and that's not actually all that out of the ordinary. But if he starts on a rehab assignment, that means it's with the intent to get him to the majors, that they think he can contribute. His spring has taken a turn here with Michaelis's injury, because all of a sudden now Kim could be a starter, and that frees up another lefty spot or a spot in the bullpen that a lefty could fill in for, and that would clear the way for Cecil to be a part of it. So, you know, Cecil does have to climb over guys to get into that bullpen. He's looked good. I would argue, and I got some pushback on this, I don't think I've seen him this comfortable ever in a Cardinals uniform.
I would agree. In talking with him, I felt that way too.
Yeah. I mean, just watching him pitch, it's like pitching with, you know, I don't know. It's not confidence. He's pitching with delight. He's not pitching with wonder, you know, or confusion or pain.
Well, that's the thing. I think the confusion is about the arm, and it never was healthy.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And he never saw pitches that seemed familiar. I remember watching him throw bullpens, and he would go, well, that pitch isn't supposed to be like that. Why does that pitch look like a balloon when it should be looking like a Frisbee slicing in there? You know, I mean, there's just sort of different things that you could just tell by his body language that he was not familiar with the pitches coming off his fingers and watching where they went. That's not the case this spring. He looks like a kid, you know, who is riding an amusement park over and over and over and over and over again because there's nobody in line. He just is always on the balls of his feet, bouncing, ready, asking for the ball back, ready to go again. I think he came in a little bit ahead of everybody because he had to be to make an impression. But I think he's just really comfortable in his body and his health, and the pitches are reacting as a result.
And finally, we'll wrap it up here with KK Kim.
Yeah.
You know, he would be the guy that potentially could fill in that spot that Michaelis has left open. There are others clearly, but just your impressions on what you've seen from KK Kim and what you may see, you know, for folks to tune in tomorrow on Fox Sports Midwest.
An interesting thing they'll see is a brief appearance by Kim. He's set for only one inning, Dan. That's of interest, but not a tell. They want to get him in there early. Probably they might see him more. We might see him in more games, like these guys who appear in this first game. If they're starters, they could see as many as six games, though like Flaherty won't. He'll have some work on the backfields. They're going to have a six-man rotation a little bit, but they want to get Kim out there. They wanted to get him into the mix. They wanted to get him pitching. They want to respond to the fact that he's put in this work, to be ready here. They want him to get experience this spring against major league hitters and really work on that. So it starts right off the hop. So it'll be a brief appearance, but, you know, noteworthy debut. What I've seen so far is, you know, what you'd expect. He is very athletic. You'll notice that.
Yes, he is. Yep.
You will see that right away. Very athletic, very charismatic, too. He's got a real, there's a flamboyance to his delivery that I think people will enjoy. Good slider that is, being worked through right now. You know, we'll see what it's like with adrenaline behind it. I think it'll probably be better. Fine fastball, crossfire fastball, gets in on right-handers, has that movement, can cut it a little bit, has a split finger that is really good. It would not shock me at all if that split finger is as good as O's was. You guys remember how good that was, mm-hmm. Especially when it was new for hitters to see before they started laying off of it. And then the curve, I think the curve was, you know, we've seen it in live BP. It's a good show pitch, can get a strike and steal a strike, that kind of thing. We'll see if it becomes more. Certainly as it plays off the other pitches, it might become a lot more.
Derek, great stuff. As always, have a great weekend. I'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow, and we'll catch up again on Monday.
I am looking forward to Dan McLaughlin's spring debut. Are you good for the whole nine, Dan? Are you set?
I am ready.
Give it up to arm strength.
Oh, I do, man. I'm ready to roll, baby. This is what I prepare for all off season. You know, I try to come in decent shape, and you know, let's let it rip. I don't know if I'm in the best shape of my life, but you know, I'm okay.
Pretty close. What's your pregame like? Kind of prep, like we talked about Flaherty's. What's yours? Is it some lemon tea, a couple lozenges?
Yes, it's a great question,
Ted,
Derek.
Burpees.
I would say at least 2 to 3 coffees, some lemon tea, then a cup of coffees during the game, some lozenges. Yeah, I think you nailed it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you're on it.
I figured as much. Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. I'm ready to roll, baby. This is baseball season. Let's go, man. It's fun.
I'm glad to know that talking to me every day has not forced you to lose your voice.
I just lose my appetite. It's no big deal.
You just lose your patience.
You're the best, my man. Thanks for doing
this,
as always. And we'll catch up on Monday.
Sounds good.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.